我们手上的这一本圣经改变了很多的人。
The Bible we have in our hands has changed many people.
啊，相信啊，我们也承认这一本圣经带给我们很多的改变。
And we admit to ourselves that this Bible has also changed us.
啊，所以甚至有人说，这一本圣经是一本改变世界的书。
That's why people have said that this Bible is a book that changed the world.
啊，这一本书啊。主要在介绍一个人，就是主耶稣。
And the purpose of the Bible is to introduce one person, that is Lord Jesus.
很多人因为主耶稣而得到帮助，得到改变。
And many people, because of Lord Jesus, have received help and have changed.
所以也有人说主耶稣是改变世界的一个伟大的人物。
So many people have also said that Lord Jesus is a great person who has also changed the world.
如果要真正的认识主耶稣，那应该是从圣经来认识主耶稣。
And for someone to know Jesus, they have to know Jesus through the Bible.
那当然，既然主耶稣是存在的，所以从体验也可以来认识主耶稣。
Of course, because Lord Jesus exists, we can also know Jesus through our experiences.
那这一本圣经介绍主耶稣的目的啊，就是要说明主耶稣他不是只是一个人，他是神。
And another purpose of the Bible is that to allow us to recognize that Lord Jesus is not just a man, but he is also God.
当谈到神，人很容易有的一个倾向就是显个证据给我看。
And when we talk about God, a very popular reaction is someone might ask us to show me proof.
每一个时代的人都在寻求神显啊。寻求来证明神的存在。
And everyone throughout history is trying to prove the existence of God.
当然在耶稣的时代，人们也是这样向主耶稣提出这种要求。
And also in Lord Jesus' time, many people also asked Lord Jesus the same.
我们请看马太福音十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章三十八节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 38.
三十八节，当时有几个文士和法利赛人对耶稣说：“夫子，我们愿意你显个神迹给我们看。”
Verse 38, then some of the scribes and Pharisees said to him, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you."
主耶稣不但要人跟随他，而且要人相信他。
And Lord Jesus wants people to not only follow him but also believe in him.
这个跟随跟相信其实是一个很大的距离。
And from believing and following, there's actually quite a gap between the two.
因为这个相信指的是相信主耶稣是神。
Because when we talk about belief, it is believing that Lord Jesus is God.
所以这里这些犹太人的领袖，他们要求主耶稣，你显个神迹给我们看。
That's why the leaders of the Jews, they wanted Lord Jesus to perform a sign.
到底你跟我们一般的人有什么不一样？
To determine what difference is there between Lord Jesus and any ordinary man.
就好像今天我们向人提出挑战，你显个你的最好的本领来给我看，你是一个多么厉害的人。
Just like today, we often want to show off our talents so others can see how great we are.
三十九节。
Verse 39.
耶稣回答说：“一个邪恶淫乱的世代求神迹看，除了先知耶拿的神迹以外，再没有。”神迹给他们看。
Verse 39. But he answered them, "What an evil and adulterous generation asks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah."
所以这是主耶稣给他们的回答。
This is Lord Jesus' response.
这是一个很多人不愿意去相信的神迹但是主耶稣说，这才是真正的神迹。
This is a sign that people often do not want to believe in, but this is the sign that is given.
主耶稣在说明他要受死，他要复活的事情。
It's talking about how Lord Jesus was to die and also resurrect.
这才是一个最伟大的神迹。
And this is what it means to be a great sign.
但是最伟大常常也是最大的挑战。
But also at the same time, something that is the greatest also has its tests.
今天真的很多人是因为主耶稣被钉十字架而否认耶稣。
And because many people today, because Lord Jesus was crucified, they reject Lord Jesus.
尤其是犹太人，他们更是这样子。
Especially the Jews, which they believe in this.
再请看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第八节。
John chapter 14, verse 8.
约翰福音十四章第八节。腓力就对主耶稣说：“求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。”
Verse 8, Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied."
耶稣的门徒他们也同样有这样子的这样子的一个倾向跟要求。
And we see here the disciples themselves also have the same request.
他们要求主耶稣说：“你把神显出来给我们看，我们就相信了。”
Saying that, "Just show us God, and we will believe."
这些人的要求。一半是对一半是不对。
So on one hand, this might seem like the right thing to do. On the other hand, this is not.
对的一部分就是说，是的，人没有办法去证明神的存在。
The right thing is true that man cannot prove that God exists.
今天我们常常说，我来证明神的存在。
Today there are many people that say we'll prove that the existence of God.
其实。我们人是很渺小的，我们如何去证明这位伟大的神的存在？
But if you think about it, we are all very small. How do you prove something that is so much greater than us?
真的，我们的工具好像很厉害，那其实很渺小。
That even though it seems like our tools, our technology is so advanced, but in reality, it's still very small.
我们不能够用这个电子显微镜要去寻找公义。
That we cannot use
那个 electronical microscope.
We cannot use a electron microscope to define righteousness.
不要说 define 了，现在要去找你在显微镜下你可以找到细胞。
Just like how a microscope, using a microscope, you can see cells.
这细胞是多么的小，但是呢，在电子显微镜底下。可以看得很清楚。
Even though cells are so small, but you can see them under a microscope.
但是你不能够说电子显微镜这么 powerful, 我来寻找公义。
But we cannot, no matter how powerful the electron microscope is, we cannot see righteousness.
所以事实上，人是没有办法，也没有资格，所谓的去证明神的存在。
So we are, neither do we have the method, or are we worthy of proving God's existence.
而是我们要谦卑地请求神说，神啊，你向我来显明你自己。
But rather, through humility, we can ask God to reveal himself to us.
所以神的存在超越科学的证据。
So the existence of God is above and transcends any technology or science we have today.
神的存在超越了哲学的辩论。
And the existence of God transcends any theoretical hypotheses we have today.
但是如果我们用一个谦卑的心，相信的心，我们来追求神。
But if we have a humble and a faithful heart, we can seek after God.
神他一定会进入我们的生活里头。
That God will enter into our lives.
我们就从我们的生活里头看到神他自己来向我们显明。
And in our lives, we can see how God reveals himself to us.
我们就很容易的发现神存在的事实。
And we will find the truth that God exists.
主耶稣就是神向我们世人来显明他自己的一个最伟大、最奥秘的一件事情。
And the appearing of Lord Jesus is one of the greatest mysteries of how God has revealed himself to us.
我们请看提摩太前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章十六节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 16。
十六节，大灾近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
Verse 16, without any doubt, the mystery of our religion is great. He was revealed in flesh, vindicated in spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among Gentiles, believed in throughout the world, taken up in glory.
保罗在这里说，主耶稣本身就是一件伟大奥秘的事情。
And here Paul says how great and mysterious the Lord Jesus is.
他这里首先提到的就是神在肉身显现。
And here it says he was revealed in the flesh.
哦、他用显现这样的一个字眼。
And he used the word reveal as a description.
哦，神他将自己显现给世人。
That this is how God revealed himself to man.
来证明他的存在。
To as proof of his existence.
那我们今天早上就是要来学习这件事情。
And this morning, this is what we're going to study together.
啊，这个啊，四福音啊，介绍主耶稣在圣经里头介绍主耶稣的主要就是新约圣经最开始的这四本书。
The four gospels are the introduction of Lord Jesus in the New Testament.
啊，约翰福音就是用这个神在肉身显现来做为耶稣来介绍耶稣的一个开始。
The Gospel of John begins by saying how Lord Jesus was revealed in the flesh.
哦，约翰福音一开始就直接的讲主耶稣是神。
And in the very beginning, the book of John introduces that Jesus is God.
啊，每一个福音书都有它的啊，它的这个啊主要的重点。
Every gospel has its emphasis.
我们常常说约翰福音它最重要的重点就是来显明啊，来记录介绍主耶稣的神性。
And so we often say the Gospel of John is it's emphasizing the divinity of God, of Jesus.
哦，对神，我们首先必须要有几个基本的认识。
And there are some building blocks that we must recognize of God.
我们请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's take a look at John chapter 4.
约翰福音四章二十四节。
John chapter 4 verse 24.
二十四节，神是个灵，所以拜他必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
Verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
第一个重要的观念，神是灵。
The first important concept is that God is spirit.
哦，所以常常当我们要去认识神，我们必须要努力的让自己跳脱这个物质的限制。
So for us to know God, we have to go beyond just the material and physical things.
哦，也就是比如说我刚才所讲的，我们不是用科学去证明耶神的存在。
Just like what we mentioned, we cannot use science to prove the existence of God.
哦，今天我们不是用电子显微镜去看，去寻找所谓的公义或者爱。
We cannot use an electron microscope to study righteousness or love.
哦，神是灵。
Because God is spirit.
再来，神是独一的。
And the second is God is one.
我们请看《生命记》第六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter
1. 第六章。
I'm sorry, chapter 6.
生命记第六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
第四节，以色列啊，你要听，主我们神是独一的主。
Verse 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone.
摩西从八十岁之后，四十年跟这些以色列百姓神的选民一起生活。
And when Moses was 80 years old, he spent 40 years living with the Israelites.
在这四十年当中，他们一起来看神的作为。
In these 40 years, they see the works of God.
在这四十年当中，他们一起来享受神的带领跟恩典。
In these 40 years, they enjoyed the guidance and the providence of God.
在这四十年当中，他们一起来体验神。
In these 40 years, they experienced God together.
摩西120岁，他就要离开这些百姓。
And when Moses was 120 years old, he was about to leave the people.
有一些重要的事情，他必须再一次的来交代这些百姓。
And there are some things that are very important, Lord, that Moses wanted to pass on to the people.
哦，这些最重要的事情，当然都是跟神有关系。
These most important things also are they're relating to God.
哦，所以这里摩西用了一个很强烈的字眼，你们要听。
Here, that's why Moses said in the very beginning, "Hear, O Israel."
哦，这个听在希伯来文里头，它是用一个很比较特别、比较强烈的字眼。
And in Hebrew, when the word "hear" is actually It's a more special and it has an emphasis.
哦，有那种提醒， 那种命令的味道在里头。
That it has the connotation of a reminder of a command.
就好像有时候我们对我们的儿女重要的事情，我们会声量提高，注意听。
Just like when we want to say something important to our children, we'd often maybe raise our voice a little so that they would pay attention.
那摩西要讲一件很重要的事情，就是说我们的神是独一的。
So here Moses wants to say something very important, that is our Lord God is one.
好，我们再请看以弗所书第四章。
And let's also turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章第六节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6.
以弗所书第四章第六节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6.
第六节，一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in all.
在这里，保罗将这一位独一的神做了更详细的说明。
And here Paul goes into more detail about the one God.
这是他的体验，这是他的认识。
This is Paul's experience and his understanding.
这也是当时很多基督徒他们的体验跟认识。
This is also the experience and understanding of many Christians.
这一位神他是超乎众人之上。
That this God is above all.
就是我们常常所呼求的我的全能的神。
This is why we say the Almighty God.
我们的神是独一的，他是全能的。
That our God is one and he is all powerful.
那这里接下来说他冠乎在众人之中。
And here it also says that God is through all.
他就在我们的当中。
That he is among us right now.
也所要表明的就是他知道一切。
It also shows that how God knows all things.
他认识你，我们是谁。
And he knows who we are.
他知道我们的遭遇。
He knows our needs.
他知道我们所遇到的事情。
He knows what we encounter.
那他也当然知道我们的需要。
He also knows our needs.
那他是全能的神，所以他当然也能够很真实的来帮助我们。
And because he is the Almighty God, he is very easy for him to help us.
接下来说，他也要住在众人之内。
And also says that God is in all.
这一位独一伟大圣洁的神。
That this one true God who is holy.
他不是只有高高在上。
That he does not just appear from above.
他可以很实在的在我们当中，而且住在我们里头。
But realistically, he is among us and he can live in us.
因为他说我要将我的灵放在你们里面。
Because God has promised to place his spirit in us.
那福音书怎么来介绍主耶稣？
So how did the Gospels introduce Lord Jesus?
我们请看路加福音第一章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章二十八节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 28
二十八节，天使进去对玛利亚说：“蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。”
Verse 28, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you."
玛利亚遇到一件非常特殊的事情。
And Mary here encountered something very special.
神的百姓都相信，也知道神跟我们同在。
God's people knows that God is among us.
那我们也会常常祈求主啊，你跟我同在。
At the same time, we also might pray for God to be with us.
因为我们常常发现我们是孤单的，我们是很有限的。
Because we often feel that we are alone or limited.
所以我们会祈求这位爱我们的神跟我们同在。
That's why we would pray this God who loves us to be among us.
那玛利亚所遇到的是天使来对她说：“你蒙大恩，那主和你同在。”
But here Mary encountered an angel who said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you."
那这到底有什么特别的意思在里头呢？
So is there a special meaning behind this?
是的，是很特别的。
It is special.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
天使说你要怀孕生子，可以叫给他起名叫耶稣。
And 31, and now you will conceive in your womb and hear and bear a son and you will name him Jesus.
那对玛利亚当然就更惊讶。
So this must be very surprising to Mary.
所以34节，玛利亚回答说，我都还没有出嫁，怎么会有这样的事呢？
And that's why in verse 34, Mary said, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?"
哦，你跟我说神跟我同在，然后就跟我说我要怀孕生孩子。
Because at first you said that God is with me, and now you said that I am going to conceive.
哦，所以这个天使说神跟你同在，到底是什么意思
？So what does it really mean when the angel said God is with you?
啊，三十五节。
Verse 35.
天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要应庇你。因此，所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
Verse 35, the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you; the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be holy, and called the Son of God."
啊，天使就说，因为神跟你同在，啊，这个圣灵要临到你，那你要怀孕生子。
And here it says that because God is with you.The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will conceive.
好，我们再看到马太福音第一章。
Let's also look at Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
第一章，二十节。
Chapter 1, verse 20.
二十节，约瑟正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来。”因为他所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
Chapter 1, verse 20. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child will conceive in for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit."
这里说约瑟他正在思想一件事情。
And here Joseph was thinking about something.
事实上是非常让他困惑困扰的事情。
And something that was hard for him to understand.
哦，玛利亚是他的未婚妻。
That Mary was betrothed to him.
他还没有迎娶这个玛利亚。
That he has not married her yet.
但是他发现玛利亚有身孕。
But he also found that Mary was pregnant.
哦，在犹太社会里头，这是绝对不允许的事情。
And in the Jewish society, this is something that should be forbidden.
哦，如果照他们严厉的这个法律的话，这样的女人可以叫出来，证明了之后用石头打死。
Because under the strict law, they could take Mary out and confirm she is pregnant and then stone her to death.
约瑟既然是即将娶这个玛利亚，所以他当然是爱玛利亚。
But since Moses was going to be married to Mary, he loved her.
哦，那现在又发生这样的一个事情。
But now all of a sudden something like this happened.
我想每一个男人都会想着说，我该怎么办
？I think all the males here would second guess what they should do.
哦，他就想了，我要怎么？哦，我想要怎么做？
So he was thinking, what should he do next?
啊，但是又觉得好像又不太妥当。
At the same time, he was thinking, well, something does not feel right.
哦，就在这个时候，啊，神显了一个梦给他。
But it is at this time God gave him a dream.
哦，就说你不要怕，你只管把你的未婚妻娶过来。
He told Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife.
哦，那这里就用了这样的一个，啊，最后一句话说。因为玛利亚所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
The latter part of the verse says, "For the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit."
哦，所以圣经告诉我们，主耶稣的出生是跟一般的人是不一样的。
The Bible tells us that the way Lord Jesus was born is different from any other person.
哦，所以在提摩太前书三章十六节会说，这是一个很敬虔的。啊，一个伟大的奥秘。
And that's why back in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 it says that this is a great mystery.
那在约翰福音里头，他怎么介绍
？But and in the book of John, how is Lord Jesus introduced?
约翰福音就没有像马太福音这样描述说，玛利亚是所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
John does not go into how Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
哦，他就直接用了一个字眼，说道成的肉身。
Whereas in John it says in the very beginning that how the word became flesh.
哦，这是约翰福音他很独特的方式来介绍主耶稣的开始。
This is a very unique way how John, the Gospel of John, introduces Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣他又如何的来向人们介绍他自己？
And how did Lord Jesus introduce himself to the people?
我们请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's look at John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章十三节。
John chapter 3 verse 13.
十三节，耶稣说：“除了从天降下来仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。”
Verse chapter 13. Chapter 3 verse 13. No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man.
耶稣说：“我是从天上降下来的。”
Here it says that her Lord Jesus said that he descended from heaven.
那我现在仍旧在天上。
And that he is also in heaven.
啊，那这是一句很不合理、很不合逻辑的话。
This seems like something that is not very logical.
我跟你说，我现在在这里，是你们所看见的。
And for example, if I say to everyone here, I am standing here, and you can all see me standing here.
那你知道吗？我是从厄版来的，我现在还在厄版。
But if I were also to say that I came from Irvine, but yet I am still in Irvine.
哦，我如果这样说的话，那肯定我的脑袋有问题。
If I say this, then something is wrong with my brain.
哦，但是耶稣却这么说，我从天上来，我还在天上。
But here, this is what Lord Jesus said, that he came from heaven, but he is still in heaven.
所以这个是超过了人的逻辑，人的科学。
This is something that is beyond our understanding, our science, or our logic.
哦，这已经超过了哲学的辩论。
This is beyond any theory or hypotheses that can come from science.
哦，所以保罗说，这是一个很敬虔的、很严肃的一个伟大的奥秘。
That's why Paul said this is a great mystery.
哦，所以马太福音说，从圣灵玛利亚来怀孕，来生主耶稣。
So in Matthew it says that Jesus was conceived through the Holy Spirit and Mary.
哦，那约翰福音就用道成肉身这样的一个字眼。
But in the Gospel of John it uses the words "Word became flesh."
主要的目的都要说明同一个事实。
But the purpose of all of this is to prove a point.
哦，主耶稣他是天上的神。
That Lord Jesus is our God in heaven.
哦，我们请看约翰福音第一章。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章第一节。
John chapter 1 verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
第二节，这道太初与神同在。
Verse 2, and he was in the beginning with God.
十四节，第一句话，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满，有恩典，有真理。
Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and lived among us, and that we have seen the glory, and the glory, Word become us, full of grace and truth.
在第一节讲到说，道就是神。
The verse 1 talks about how the Word was God.
啊，那所以主耶稣他就是道成为人，来到这个世界上。
And we know that Jesus' Word became flesh into the world.
啊，那主耶稣就是神。
Therefore, Jesus is God.
道这个字眼啊，很多的地方都在用这个字。用这个字眼。
The word is used in many places.
那约翰福音说道就是神。
But here John uses word as God.
道啊，道成了肉身来到这个世界上。
And also how the word became flesh and lived among us in the world.
这个希腊文化用很多这个道这个字眼啊，就是 logo.
And the Hebrew word for word is logo.
希腊文哈
，I'm sorry, the Greek word for word is logo.
哦，他们用的很多
，and it is used in many places.
但是希腊人没有办法接受约翰所说的
，but the Greeks were unable to accept what John was saying.
对他们来讲，道这个是一个重要的字眼。
Even though the Greeks know that the word is a very important word,
但是他们没有办法接受道会成。道是神，成为人来到世界上。
But they cannot accept how a word can become God and living among us.
犹太人也没有办法接受约翰的讲话。
And the Jews cannot accept what Matthew was describing as well.
犹太人相信独一的真神。
Even though the Jews believe in one true God.
但是他们没有办法接受神成为人来到这个世界上。
But they cannot accept God becoming man and living among us.
所以主耶稣来到世界上，这真的是一个伟大的奥秘。
And that's why for Lord Jesus to come into the world is a great mystery.
没有办法，是超越了人科学的证据。
This is beyond any science we have.
是超越了哲学宗教的辩论。
And this is beyond any dispute between religion and science.
如果真的要辩论的话，那结果就像犹太人，就像希腊人。
Because if we were to argue our point, we will become either like a Jew or like a Greek.
不能够相信主耶稣基督是救主，只能够拒绝主耶稣。
That we can, it's impossible for us to believe that Lord Jesus is our Savior, and instead we would reject him.
好，那在约翰福音第一章第一节说，太初有道。
And in John chapter 1 verse 1 it says that in the beginning was the word.
这个在强调着这个神的这个神的这个永恒永存。
And this is this shows God's the eternalness.
这里的太初不是创世纪所写的那个起初。
And this beginning here in the book of John is a different beginning than that of Genesis.
创世纪第一章第一节说，起初神创造天地。
Even though in the beginning, Genesis says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
这告诉我们，这天地是有它的一个开始。
And this is to describe how the heavens and the earth had its beginning.
那这里的太初指的是在创造之前。比这个创造 还要前面。
But rather, this beginning is even before the beginning of when heaven and earth are created.
这个在强调的神的这个永恒性。
But rather, this is emphasizing God's everlastingness.
超越了所谓的时间跟空间。
That it can transcend time and space.
所以约翰福音第四章二十四节，主耶稣说神是灵。
That's why in John chapter 4 verse 24 it says,Lord Jesus says God is spirit.
是他是超越时间空间的。
That he is beyond any time and space.
用我们人的字眼只能够说他是永恒的神。
And our words can only describe God as everlasting or eternal.
就好像当神向摩西显现。
Just like how God appeared to Moses.
神问摩西说你叫什么名字。
God asked Moses.
摩西向神问说你叫什么名字？
Or Moses asked God, "What is your name?"
神说我是。
God just can say, "I am."
就是我是永恒的永远存在的。
Meaning that he is eternal and everlasting.
我们参考一下诗篇九十篇。
Let's take a look at Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇第二节。
Psalm 90, verse 20.
诗篇九十篇第二节。
I'm sorry, Psalm 90, verse 2.
第二节，诸山未曾生出，地以世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
Verse 2, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
这是摩西的祷告。
This is a prayer of Moses.
他说，他在告诉我们，他祷告的对象是谁。
And here he's saying who he is praying to.
他祷告的对象就是这位独一的神，永恒的神。
The person he is praying to is this one true God who is everlasting.
那主耶稣的本质就是神。
The nature of Lord Jesus is God.
我们请参考约翰福音第八章。
Let's take a look at John chapter 8.
约翰福音八章五十八节。
John chapter 8 verse 58.
五十八节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕，我是或者就有了我。”
Chapter 8, verse 58. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am."
耶稣当时是三十出头岁。
Jesus was in the early 30s.
那犹太人看他，觉得说他看起来像五十几岁。
The Jews, when they look at him, thought he was over 50.
但是主耶稣告诉他们，还没有亚伯拉罕，就有 我是我就存在了。
But here, Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am.
没有这样的人。
This person cannot is not possible.
我说，还没有亚伯拉罕林肯的时候，我就存在了。
For example, as if I were to say, I am.Even before Abraham Lincoln exists.
你们一定会说我这个人脑袋有问题。
Again, you would think that I'm crazy.
我是现在的人，我怎么有可能在亚伯拉罕林肯之前？
Now you see me here today. How can I also be there when Abraham Lincoln was there?
那主耶稣所在这里所强调的就是神的本质。
And here, this is what Lord Jesus is emphasizing is God's nature.
我们再看约翰福音二十章。
Let's also look at John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章二十八节。
John chapter 20, verse 28.
多马说：“我的主，我的神。”
Here Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God."
主耶稣复活之后，他向门徒来显现。
And after Lord Jesus resurrected, he appeared to the disciples.
当时多马不在场。
At first, Thomas was not there.
人家跟他讲，被钉十字架的主耶稣他已经复活了。
And someone told Thomas that the Jesus who was crucified has resurrected.
这个多马应该是很有科学的观念。他说没有让我亲自看见，甚至亲自摸到他的钉痕，我是不信的。
Of course, maybe Thomas was more scientific. He said, unless I see him with my own eyes or touch.Place my hands where he is pierced, I will not believe.
在有一次的场合，主耶稣又向门徒显现。
So another occasion, Lord Jesus appeared to disciples.
当时的多马也在场。
And Thomas was there.
主耶稣就对多马说：“伸出你的手来，摸摸我的钉痕。”
And here he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands."
这时候的多马他就明白了。他说：“我的主，我的神。”
And here Thomas he understood and he said, "My Lord and my God."
在主耶稣还带着血肉之体跟他们同在的时候，当然多马称主耶稣是他的主。
And while Lord Jesus was in the flesh, Thomas of course said that Jesus is his Lord.
但是现在他认识了，主耶稣不但是我的主，他更是我的神。
But here Thomas understood further that Lord Jesus is not just his Lord, but also his God.
在我们信仰的追求过程当中，这是我们一定会有的认识。
And in our journey of faith, this is an understanding that we need to have.
主耶稣不但是我的帮助者，主耶稣更是我的神。
That not only is Lord Jesus our helper, but he is our God.
我们再请看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's also look at Acts chapter 20.
《使徒行传》二十章二十八节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
使徒行传》二十章二十八节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的或救赎的。
Verse 28, keep watch over yourselves and over all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God that he obtained with the blood of his own son.
这是保罗对以弗所地方的一些长老的吩咐。
And here Paul is speaking to the Ephesian elders.
因为保罗离开那里，而且保罗可能会再没有机会回来。
Because here Paul was leaving the area, and he probably would not have another opportunity to return.
这个传道人他所关心的就是教会，神的教会。
And we see how this preacher, what he feels most important is God's church.
所以他吩咐这些长老要好好的照顾教会，也就是照顾弟兄姐妹。
Here, so his command to all the elders was to take care of yourselves and to take care of the church.
那保罗怎么来讲这个神的教会？
And how does Paul describe the church of God?
他说神的教会就是他用自己的血所买来的。
He says the church of God is obtained by the blood of Jesus.
谁为我们流血？
So who has blood for us?
我们知道是主耶稣在十字架上为我们流血。
We know that Jesus on the cross has blood for us.
那在这里保罗说，神的教会是神用他自己的血所买来的。
And here Paul says that his church is bought with his own blood.
就这里呢，他就没有特别去用耶稣这个字眼，他说神的教会是他用 自己的血所买的，也就是说，耶稣就是神，耶稣为我们流血。
So here it does not mention Jesus specifically, but rather the Church of God is used to as a purchase with God's blood.
好，我们再看回约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章第三节。
John chapter 1 verse 3. John chapter 1 verse 3. All things came into being through him. Without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people.
我们知道这位独一的神，他是创造宇宙万物的神。
We know that this one true God created all things.
哦，这宇宙万物有一个开始。
And this all creation has a point of origin.
哦，所以创世纪第一章第一节说，起初神创造了天地。
That's why Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
哦，那这里在讲到这位主耶稣，他也就是这位创造的神。
So here is introducing Lord Jesus is also the Creator.
今天我们科学非常的发达。
And today our technology is very advanced.
所以科学帮助我们去发现了神很多的创造。
And today science can explain a lot of God's creation.
所以发现说，哇，这个宇宙是真的充满着神奇。充满着奥秘。
That there is, and science has shown us that there is a lot of mystery, and all of God's creation.
哦，所以科学它绝对不是用来否定神。
So science is not here to deny or reject God.
哦，我们也知道万物的形成，它不是所谓的偶然的，或者是一种机理。
And we also know that things did not just come about, through randomness or chance.
哦。那神也不会因为人的逻辑来否定他，他就不存在。
And just like how we cannot use our own logic to deny or reject God's existence.
哦，这个逻辑是的很好，很重要。
That even though logic by itself can be useful.
哦，那这是用在我们人的生活里头处理事情的时候的一个很好的工具。
And it could be a tool in which we use to take care of the matters in our lives.
哦，人绝对没有办法用逻辑来否定神或者证明神。
But at the same time, we cannot use our logic to reject or deny the existence of God.
哦，有人说，是的，神，啊，我承认神很伟大。
And some person once said that, yes, I believe God is great.
那这一位伟大的神，他能不能够创造一颗石头？是连他自己都拿不动的。
If God is so great, can he create a stone where he himself cannot lift?
哦，那这个就是用人的逻辑来制造出来的矛盾。
And so this is a contradiction that is created through man's logic.
哦，那产生一种 conflict, 产生一种矛盾。
And is a contradiction or conflict.
哦，神如果全能，他为什么没有办法制造这样的一个石头？
Well, God is almighty.Couldn't he create a rock or a stone like that?
哦，所以这是神的存在是矛盾的，所以神不存在。
Therefore, the existence of God is a contradiction. Therefore, God does not exist.
对不起，人的逻辑用在人的生活。
Sorry, but man's logic can be used in our lives.
哦，神的存在是超越了人的逻辑。
But the existence of God is beyond any logic that we may have.
那事实是什么呢？
So what is the truth?
人之所以有价值、有意义，是因为神的存在。
That we have value, we have meaning because of God's existence.
哦，为什么很多人到临死的时候非常的沮丧
？Why is it that some people on their deathbed are very sad?
只要他还有很清楚的意识，通常会非常的突然之间啊。整个人好像泄了气的皮球一样。
Even when their minds are clear, they're like a deflated ball.
我面对着我没有办法躲过的死亡。
That they are facing something that they cannot overcome, their death.
我的价值，我的意义到底在哪里？
Now what is the what is value? What is their value or meaning in life?
哦，这是每一个人都会必须要去面对的。
This is something that all of us needs to face.
哦，当你还没有面对死亡的时候，觉得我是很有价值的。
That before we our time when we find that we have value.
哦，因为我可以组织家庭。
Perhaps we have a good family.
你看我的儿女是我栽培的。
And look at or perhaps look at our children. They are raised by our own hands.
你看我经营了一个事业。
Or look at our accomplishments and look at how well we do in society or in business.
有多少的人是靠我吃饭？
And look how many people rely on me for their living.
哦，啊，真的。人在活着的时候可以做很多事情，也有很多的成就。
And indeed, while we are living, we can do many things and have many accomplishments.
哦，但是在面对死亡的那一刹那，
But the point where we are facing death,
我的价值在哪里？
Where is the value in our life?
我这一辈子我的意义在哪里？
In my entire life, what is the meaning?
一个不认识神、没有神的人，真的是会发现说自己没有意义、没有价值。
And someone who does not know God will find that in their lives, at toward the end, there is no meaning, there is no value.
非常感谢神是存在的。
But we thank God of His existence.
因为有神，所以我们是有价值的，是有意义的。
That because there is God, we have value and meaning.
我们一起来唱诗500首。
Let's sing hymn 500.